Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Office Supply of Bannack's, serving you and your office needs. Sarah Ann Murray is scheduled for a jury trial on April 14, 2026 at 9 a.m. on charges of assault and unlawful imprisonment, with the trial expected to last a day and a half and her bond continuing as previously set. Murray's bond will continue until under the terms already set by the court, meaning no changes have been made to her release conditions ahead of the trial date. The scheduled jury trial and bond details are publicly available through the Michigan court records and recent legal updates. No new modifications or additional charges appear in the latest docket entries for Murray. And with Halloween approaching, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is reminding pet owners to take precautions to keep their animals safe during the festivities. The agency advises against giving pets candy, especially those containing chocolate, xylitol, or raisins, which can be toxic. It also recommends providing a quiet space away from trick-or-treaters, ensuring pets wear proper identification, and keeping decorations, cords, and candles out of reach. State veterinarian Nora Wineland emphasized that Halloween can be stressful for animals and encouraged owners to consider their comfort. MDARD further suggests introducing pets to costumes ahead of time and ensuring any pet attire fits safely without restricting movement or posting choking hazards. And in Tuscola County, voters will head to the polls for a special election on Tuesday, November 4th, with proposals from Marlette Community Schools, Mayville Community Schools, and the City of Vassar appearing on the ballot. Early voting runs from Friday, October 31st through Sunday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Voters should check where their home jurisdiction is assigned to vote during the early voting period. Kingston and Coylton Townships voters are in Navesta Township Hall at 3016 North Cemetery Road in Cass City. Dayton, Fremont, Vassar Township only for this election, and Watertown Township voters in the Watertown Township Hall at 9405 Foster Road in Fostoria. Vassar City voters, that is Vassar City Hall, 287 East Huron Avenue in Vassar. There is no early voting available in Sanilac or Lapeer counties for this election. On Election Day, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Township and City Halls across the county. Kingston and Vassar Township voters will vote at consolidated locations in Coylton and Waterton Townships, respectfully. When we come back after this Thumb Office Supply sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Why write and sign the same thing over and over? Make life easy with custom stamps for both your professional and personal needs. Thumb Office Supply of Bannack's carries custom stamps from self-inking, pre-inked, rubber, notary, daters, and more. Thumb Office Supply can easily create the type of stamp that fits your need. Choose from hundreds of custom stamps from personal signatures to company or team logos. When you're ready to venture beyond the traditional cyan, magenta, yellow, and black four-color process printing, there is a whole new world of ink options to make your marketing materials special. Make a point, enhance your design, highlight key points, be different, or just spice things up with custom print promotional items. Make your business stand out with the help of Thumb Office Supply of Bannack's. Stop in and let Thumb Office Supply show you a whole new way of getting your business noticed. Check them out on Facebook or call Thumb Office Supply at 989-269-8122.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at international news, the U.S. Department of Education announced new grants for school safety improvements nationwide. Funding will help districts cover security equipment, mental health support, and training programs. School leaders praised the move, calling it critical for student protection. Applications for funding are open through December. The program builds on previous state and federal initiatives. Officials say the grants respond to ongoing concerns over campus safety. And in our international news, the United Kingdom will host a new global trade conference next month focusing on sustainable development. Organizers expect participation from over 60 countries. Key topics include climate action, fair commerce, and resource management. British officials say the event will promote post-pandemic economic recovery. Delegates plan to share best practices and lessons learned. Results from the summit could influence future trade agreements. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Office Supply of Baddock, serving you and your office need.